Stores. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Dan Post, Lucchese Boots, along with Minnetonka, Moccasins, and Stetson Hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Creek Prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Because we're governed by spiritual law. And I'm not saying that we are out. Saints ought to be the most law-abiding. Thank you, sir. Couple of amens, rest y'all. Ought be the most law-abiding citizens that there are. Amen. The most honest. But at the same time, we are in this world, but we are not of this world. We are reflecting the glory of another world that people will not see in this world except they see your light, except they read your Bible. So our faith, now it's according to the power that's working in you. How much of that power are you allowing to work in you? Some of us need to work real hard at getting out of the way. I heard somebody say one time, I've been in the way a long time. And that's the problem. They're in the way. We need to get out of the way. More and more, that phrase that God gave us maybe a year or a year and a half, I don't know how long it's been, more and more that phrase is coming into manifestations. Something sovereign, something of God is coming towards you, but it requires that you rest. Not that you try to take it, not that you try to do it, but that you rest. Amen. So our faith is in his word. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. That ye be not slothful. That's not just with the man on the job. That has to do with your relationship to the Lord. That you be not slothful, lazy, indolent, careless, aimless. That you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. There's a strong word, strong phrase. Faith and patience. Sometimes it's a little, you know, when you think about it, how we operate by faith, you know, faith is like, boom, you're moving, the wind is in your sail, and you're moving in faith. But it says faith and patience. And to connect the two has to be Holy Spirit, where, you see, and it's a sign of maturing and stature. A child can't wait. You know your children, how children are. A child can't wait. Once you give them a promise, that, you know, it's like you wish you hadn't said it until the day before. You know, because a child is gonna, they have faith, no matter what your financial condition might be, that you're gonna do it. They don't have any patience. God is saying we must learn to couple faith that expectation, that excitement, that joy, you know, with patience. Be excited, but at the same time, be calm. Be full of enthusiasm and expectation at the same time, be chilling. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. Faith and patience. Our trust or our faith is in His Word. God said it. It doesn't matter what the feelings are that come and go or what the times look like. He that observes the wind shall not sow. You know, if we're just looking at this realm and this reality, you're going to back up off a whole lot of stuff. But if you're listening to the voice of Holy Spirit, you'll sow when it's not convenient. You'll sow when ain't nobody else sowing. You'll obey Him when, you know, you're not seeing anybody else do it. Ain't nobody else doing this. But He told you to. Amen. He that observes the wind shall not sow. So we don't observe these things. Our faith is in His Word. Amen. And with faith and patience. Patience to wait on God. Not be so quick to speak about everything. You know, there's times we get excited. The Spirit of God will get you excited. And you know, you get to talking and sometimes you find yourself just going. And it's not bad, but you're just going. But ultimately, God wants us to couple our faith with patience. See, patience, when you are patient in a situation, you put pressure on the situation. Amen. When you're all strung out by a situation, that situation got you. Amen. But when you can walk into that impatience, I mean up under the situation, not moved in your thought life to despair, not moved, you know, to feel oppressed and defeated, but you are having faith in God and patience at the same time. You put pressure on the circumstances. And guess what? The circumstances will ultimately change. We say, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." There it is. Oftentimes, we've not been patient enough to wait upon God. Had Abraham and Sarah waited? Think about this a moment. Abraham was having children even after Sarah went to be with the Lord. Keturah. He had 5 children by her. So our faith is in His Word. Hebrews 11:3. Say it with me. My faith is in His Word. Say it again. My faith is in the Word of God. And it is vitally important that you know the Word. It doesn't mean that we have to be scholars. But you need to know the Word. And I don't mean just have memorized a few verses or that you can quote but not live, that you can tell other folk and they think you smart, but that's all you know. I'm talking about the knowing, which is the word epignosis. That's experiential. In other words, you've experienced the Word. You know, you understand what I mean? You experience the Word. You see the Word working. That's knowing. You know, a lot of people can quote stuff they never experienced, never seen, just heard, and it sounds good, makes you look like you know something. We're talking epignosis. God always speaks from knowing. Never questioning, wavering. With Him is no variableness, no shadow of turning. Amen. Now I want you to think about this a moment. God's given us His Word. We're going to look at it because when you cross over, there's another aspect, another characteristic that becomes very strong with you, and that is the spirit of boldness. And I'm not talking about getting loud. Yeah, there are times we need to lift our voice. There are times we need to be loud with the enemy, but I'm not talking about just getting loud. Because a lot of loud people are really fearful. And they hide their fear behind their loudness. I'm talking about being bold to stand your ground even when you're silent. See, a lot of times your silence will speak of your boldness. Amen. When you carry boldness in your heart, and we'll get to it, you enter a room, people will know it. When you walk in these things, certain things won't come your direction. Because spirit's no spirit. People won't say certain things to you. They won't act certain ways toward you. But now, if you're in the process, if you're going through the molding process, then you may be getting bombarded from every direction. And you probably reacted, had to repent. Look at somebody tell them, repent quickly. Get back up, and you fall again. Get back up, because after a while, you're going to find yourself being able to stand. Amen. It's like a child beginning to walk. You've seen children, the first steps they take, it'd be one little old crooked step. Boom. Well, they got confidence now. And after a while, a few days later, they 2-3 steps. Boom. After a while, they stay with it. After a while, they're walking. Then they run and then they into everything. Your faith. Hebrews 11:3. Through faith, we understand. Boy, that's a message. That's a book right there. Through faith, we understand. Let me pause there for a moment, if I may. It's through faith that you will start to understand things. Amen. If you don't read or allow the word of God to come into your eye gate in faith, you're not going to understand it anyway. That's why people without faith, they can read the Bible from front to back, memorize stuff, and won't know anything about anything in it except the Bible stories. No revelation. It's through faith we understand. That's why we've been given a measure of faith. And you exercise it, it'll start impacting and influencing more and more of your domain, wherever you are, every area of your life. That's why the just shall live by what? Faith. Say it again, by what? Faith. Say it like you mean it, by what? Faith. Not by sight, not by feeling. Sight and feeling comes and goes and sometimes tries to distract us or imprison us. But we break through by faith. That's why you always have to have something ahead of you. You know, I like to say it this way. I have this mic in my hand. This is what I have. But I'm always out here. My wife will tell you, I'm always out here. There's something beyond. And it had nothing to do with greed. It has to do with keeping faith alive. And God doesn't want you just camping where you are now. Even though you come out of this wonderful conference, don't camp here. Tell somebody, this ain't where we stop. We just got across. Now we got to check out this land. Now we got to check out this promised land. Now we got to check out what God has over here.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed. Visit our website at www.trbanks.com.